The Lord of the Rings, Part 4, by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Even as Frodo, still invisible because he was wearing the ring, tried to launch one of the boats and continue his quest on his own, Aragorn sped on up the hill in search of him.
Horn of Boromir! He's in need. Alas, an ill fate is on me this day, and all that I do goes amiss. And where is Sam? Elendil!
A mile from the path, in a little glade not far from the lake, Aragorn found Boromir. He was sitting with his back to a great tree, as if he was resting. But Aragorn saw that he was pierced with many black-feathered arrows. His sword was still in his hand, but it was broken near the hilt. His horn, cloven in two, was at his side. Many orcs lay slain, piled all about him and at his feet. Aragorn knelt beside him.
Boromir.
I tried to take the ring from Frodo. I'm sorry. I've paid. I slew 20 at least. But they've gone. The halflings, the orcs have taken them. I think they're not dead. Orcs bound them. Farewell, Aragorn. Go to Minas Tirith and save my people. I have failed.
No.
See, I...